With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump campaigned in New Jersey yesterday, saying even Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign, making victory over Joe Biden possible in all 50 states.
He's so bad, I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense.
The evening rally took place in the southern Jersey resort town of Wildwood. More U.S. military aid is on its way to Ukraine now as Russia steps up its attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
President Biden approved another $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border.
He says the U.S. is working to get Ukraine the equipment, tools, and weapons to defend against Russian attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. That's according to one U.S. official who spoke off the record. The tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The United Auto Workers aiming for a victory at Mercedes-Benz in Alabama. More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance and a nearby battery plant will vote this week on whether to join the union. Vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee did just that. This is SRN News. Democratic strategists are hoping that young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and amongst voters under 45, it was 76%. Still, it's unclear how important that issue is for younger voters compared with other ones. Most experts think President Biden has very little chance of winning Florida, no matter what is on the ballot with him. Transgender activists have flooded a Utah tip line established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law with thousands of hoax reports. The online portal has received more than 10,000 submissions in its first week. The state auditor says none seem legitimate. Trans activists say the fake submissions are a form of protest to shield males who want to use female restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. The vast majority of older adults say they want to stay in their homes.
But the real estate market and inflation has made doing so less of a choice. Still, some baby boomers with enough money are making upgrades to their homes and making them accessible. The demand for inconspicuous bathtub bars and other amenities has given home improvement chains, contractors, and architects a noticeable lift. But it's also exposing an economic divide, since lower-income boomers often struggle to age-proof their homes and properties. Jason Walker reporting.
Prices in Argentina have surged so dramatically in recent months, the government has multiplied the size of its biggest banknote by five. 10,000 peso bills are going out now. They're only worth about $10 U.S. Central Bank is trying to help folks who've been carrying around giant bags of cash just to buy anything. This is SRN News.